USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump reiterated his stance that NFL players should not kneel in protest during the national anthem in a tweet supporting New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees' recent comments about protest. Brees drew criticism after he told Yahoo Finance that he did not agree with disrespecting the flag by kneeling during the anthem. Brees apologized for his comments in an Instagram post. Brees' comments were decried as ignorant, and his apology was criticized as hollow by many, including former teammate Lamar Lewis, who wrote that Brees did not care enough to pick a side in the fight for justice because he was only comfortable with his own little bubble. In a tweet from President Trump, he said, "I'm a big fan of Drew Brees. I think he's truly one of the greatest quarterbacks, and he should not have been taken back from his original stance on honoring our magnificent American flag." Trump added, "There are other things you can protest, but not our great American flag." This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Nearly five dozen Buffalo police officers, specially trained for civil unrest, resigned from the unit after two colleagues were suspended after a video surfaced appearing to show them shoving and seriously injuring a 75-year-old protester. Members of the Buffalo Police Department's emergency response team quit the task force after the fallout from the incident, which was caught on tape. A spokesman for Buffalo's mayor confirmed the mass resignation, but insisted the city streets would be protected. Better than expected job report prompted some top Republicans and advisors of President Donald Trump to argue that additional coronavirus aid may not be necessary. Stephen Moore, a conservative economist and Trump advisor, said the May numbers may be the best monthly jobs report in American history, emphasizing that additional federal spending to individuals, business, or states is probably unnecessary. The remarks cast fresh uncertainty on prospects of Congress passing another round of federal coronavirus aid. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Thanks to a new Geico commercial, a hairband from the 80s is back. And USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The widely seen insurance commercial showing a couple saying how much they love their new house.
Original crown molding, walk-in closets.
We do have a wrap problem.
The commercial then cuts to the band lip-syncing, but looking like they're playing their 1984 hit Round and Round in the couple's basement. And thanks to that commercial, Round and Round is now back in the Billboard Top 20. In an interview with Variety, rat singer Stephen Piercy pointed out that 2020 is the year of the rat in the Chinese calendar, and he says, like the song goes, what comes around goes around.
The NBA took a major step toward getting back on the court with the league's Board of Governors, approving a 22-team format, restarting the league season next month at the Disney campus near Orlando, Florida. The vote was 29-1, with the Portland Trailblazers casting the dissenting vote. Teams would arrive in Disney around July 7th, play an 8-game slate of games starting July 31st at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex. All teams will stay, practice, and play at Disney, and the NBA Finals, which would have started Thursday, will stretch into October. The 8-game slate, it's unclear if they'll be classified as regular season games, will help determine the playoff seeding. From there, the league could have a play-in tournament for the final spot in the conference postseason fields. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.